Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Having a great visit with our new friend Joel Welker, the publisher of the Birmingham Business Journal. And that's BizJournal, BizJournal.com. Is that right, Joel? Did I say that right?
BizJournals, plural.
Journals. B-I-Z, journals.com. And you can find, when they go there, they can find all the ones in the different cities, right? 40 or so out there across the country.
40 papers from Hawaii to D.C.
There you go. You know, one of the things that somebody introduced me to a concept, to an idea, a way of thinking a number of years ago. We were talking, you know, back in the 90s, we were all trying to figure out, you know, where things going and how was the new digital age going to impact the traditional age. And this very smart person said to me, it's not going to be either or. As a business owner, it's not going to be either traditional or digital. He said it's going to be both and. Not either or, but both and.
Makes sense. And
I think that's the thing. A lot of industries have had a problem with that. The publishing industry, not the least of which the publishing industry, the industry overall, not necessarily individual players. And as not only as publishers like yourself, Joel, but small business owners have had to learn this lesson too, haven't they?
They have. It's been an interesting time that we live in. This the great recession that we're living and hopefully coming out of in the next year or two.
Right. And so as you serve your readers in the Birmingham, Alabama area, you know, that's something that they're dealing with. The mom and pops on Main Street are out there saying, okay, how do I compete with the online world? And when I've got a traditional business model, well, you've got to start doing some things. You don't have to conquer the digital world, but you have to play in that game a little bit, don't you?
Exactly. And that's a big step for a lot of people. They think it has to be all or nothing, and there are some steps that they can take to get them into the game that way.
Right, absolutely. And it could be a little social media. And I know you guys are, but you guys are not only covering those things in your paper, in your weekly, and on your website, but you're doing it by example too, aren't you? I mean, the things that you do, the digital ways that you're going about your business, are really. And I like the fact that you called yourself a small business, because you are, even though your parent company is larger. You operate a small business in a community serving small businesses. And
exactly.
And you're doing it by example, by doing the both and, aren't you?
We do a lot of it. I mean, we do all different types of things. I mean, my editor twitters, and we do the Facebook. We, you know, we cover all areas. We're on TV. We're on radio. We do events, as you mentioned earlier. So we try to lead by example on the things that we do for our newspaper.
But the technology is continuing apace, Joel. And for example, I have an iPad. As you know, I brought it with me when I came to see you
jealous.
That day. I know, and they're wonderful. But I went, you know, I went to the Biz Journal's website, and several of your sister papers have an iPad app.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to when you guys have one. And but the point is that here are companies that are in the print. They start out in the print business. And now they have apps for an iPad. That's a perfect example of both and
small, apps for your mobile device also.
That's exactly right. And see, the technology is something that we're always going to contribute to continue to gravitate toward. But Joel, it's just like Nesbitt said 30 years ago, we're still going to want the high touch.
Yeah.
And that's what your event coming up in November is all about, isn't it? High touch.
Well, it's kind of a virtual newspaper. The way I like to describe it is that the we're going to have you're going to be one of the speakers, and we're going to have the speakers, which is the editorial content. We're going to have exhibitors, which are the advertisers, and we're going to have attendees, which are the readers and subscribers of our newspaper. We're excited about the event coming up on November the 9th.
And they can find out more about it and attend and be part of this on your website.
Correct. And we also have, you can register at bbjgrowthexpo.com.
bbjgrowthexpo.com. Well, I'm looking forward to being down there and working with you guys, Joel. But back, you know, the high touch thing, that's what this is all about. And small business owners, you can do the same thing. This is the advantage to me, Joel, that small business owners have. They can be successful in the digital age, but also they have the high touch that the solely internet-based companies don't have, and that's an advantage I think that they have. What do you think?
Well, I think that really why the people want to do these events, like we had a BizMix just where we had all of our employees for the Business Journal meet last week or week 10 days ago, and was just for no particular reason but to network. We had 108 people
show up. Face-to-face is the original social media. Joel, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Joel Welker, ladies and gentlemen, with the Birmingham Business Journal. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.